This is Hunter Valley Today with Darren Katrupi. Well, one of the issues of great interest to the community, it seems, in Muswellbrook in recent weeks has been a decision by Muswellbrook Shire Council to move the way they operate the council at the Regional Art Gallery, and that is to stop operating themselves and using ratepayers' money and instead put it out to tender and get someone to come in who is in the business of operating cafes to do it. There are some questions that the Mayor couldn't answer yesterday, so I thought we'd speak to Fiona Plessman, the General Manager, who's in charge of all that sort of stuff at Muswellbrook Shire Council. Fiona, good morning.
Good morning, Darren.
So one of the questions that residents asked us to put to the Mayor yesterday was, why was it decided to only give 9 days' notice to the staff, as well as like close the cafe so quickly when the tender process obviously won't just happen overnight because you've got to follow processes?
Yes, so discussions were had with the staff, in particular the cafe manager, who is a full-time council employee, heading up our hospitality service, which was a small service, which is mainly involved himself and some casual staff. We've got our local government award that we've got to work within. So I'm complying completely with the industrial requirements. The casual staff, we're in discussions with them now about other council jobs that they might be eligible for, so we're hoping that we can transfer those into a variety of other jobs, so those discussions are taking place. The tender process will take, the tender will go out very, very soon for 1 month or a 28-day period, and I'm hoping we get plenty of interest. So if there's any listeners out there who are in the cafe business and would like to run the gallery cafe, they will be able to respond to that tender, and we hope to get a provider into the cafe as soon as possible, you know, hopefully by the beginning of July.
Was it not
at least the end of June?
Was it not considered by council to keep it operating till a bit closer until the tender process is sorted out?
Well, in local government or under the local government award, which it's my responsibility to apply once council's made its decision, staff or anybody under that award has the right to continue to work till a redundancy takes place, or they can have the redundancy paid out and leave sooner. So I guess that that was a decision that was made, and everyone has the right to do that. I guess some people want to get on and have a look for other work rather than continue to run the cafe and have all their time taken up in providing the cafe services. Council prides itself on, you know, very good working conditions for staff, and we consider the needs of staff. So, as you know, many people have pointed out, there's quite a few other cafes in town, and I think that one of the issues which led to the close of the cafe is the competition that the cafe was providing. So I guess hopefully other cafes in town will benefit from additional patronage while we get our tender out, which will go out very shortly, and hopefully we'll be able to get another provider into the gallery cafe as soon as possible.
So is that feedback from other cafe operators part of the reason why the idea was put up to councillors first, as well as the fact that there was a loss to ratepayers to keep operating it?
I think that that is the case. But then, you know, councillors need to make the best decision they can for council. I don't think it's an easy job being a councillor. There's many demands on their time, and I think that our councillors are doing a fabulous job.
Okay, so does this have any impact on the operation of the cafe at the new upgraded aquatic centre when that has the grand opening on the 2nd of July?
We've got a new aquatic centre manager starting soon, which is pretty exciting, and we'll be opening the aquatic centre, as you say, on the 2nd. This will have an impact on the operation of that cafe, but I can't say at this stage exactly how council will address that. So what we'll be focusing on with the aquatic centre is getting it opening, having really fabulous programs for learn to swim and a whole range of other activities that will take place in the new aquatic centre.
Yeah, I know many people can't wait for the 2nd of July. In fact, I'm sure there are people with calendars marking them off every day like you used to as a kid for Christmas, waiting for that big day to come. One of the other issues that came out of the extraordinary meeting earlier this week, Fiona, was the need for council to actually have some purpose-built chambers. And the mayor did say with us yesterday that he it's one of his top priorities to try and sort that out. And he mentioned investigating possibly some of the space in the former IGA supermarket, which conveniently is right next door to where the council offices are. So that would make perfect sense. Has staff and yourself as the general manager advanced that issue much at this stage, or is that just one of those on the list of we need to get to that?
No, we have concept designs and detailed planning taking place for that. It's true that we need a chambers, and we need to get that done as soon as possible, and we will be looking at that. We will be also, and we currently are, talking to potential other grocery / delicatessen type businesses to take up that space where IGA previously was, and look at opening that out onto Bridge Street. So there's some really exciting things taking place in that space. It will continue to be a food retail, but a small one where people can pop in and get bread and milk, fresh veggies and flowers, those sorts of things. And we'll also use some of that space to provide a chambers that's easy and accessible to the community.
So just to clarify, that the plans you've drawn up are specifically for part of that space rather than just a generic plan for wherever you can find?
No, it'll be part of that space.
Okay, well, I look forward to a new retailer going in there because it's just a nice little hop, skip and a jump from the radio station to grab something at lunchtime. And I went into IGA when I first arrived and came back over here and then heard the news that they were closing, so I didn't get to go there too often. So,
look, we all miss IGA. We worked, particularly myself and other staff, worked very hard to help and encourage to keep IGA in the town. The owner of the Muswellbrook IGA was based in Bathurst, and he was looking at opening or extending his business in the Bathurst area. His commitment was not to Muswellbrook, but we're talking with other locals and other providers who will be prepared to set up a small grocery outlet there, and that's certainly a commitment that we're serious to seeing through.
Well, I'm sure I have no doubt that you'll keep everyone posted as that progresses as well. Fiona, thank you very much for joining us on Hunter Valley today. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
That's Fiona Policeman there, the General Manager of the Muswellbrook Shire Council. This is 981 2NM.